Time for the Big Boy Sports Recap Wednesday edition, brought to you by
Marquette Big Boy.
World Series last night. Game one was a night for the stars in L.A., or from L.A., I should say. 8-3 victory over the Rays, and it was a Kershaw-Mookie Betts kind of night.
Kershaw, 6 innings pitched, only 2 hits, 1 earned run, 8 strikeouts. He looked good.
Mookie good.
Betts.
Good?
Yeah.
It's a bit of an understatement.
Yeah. Mookie Betts, though. 2-for-4. He had a home run. Scored 2 runs. 2 stolen bases. I mean, this guy just, he showed why he's paid a lot of money. A lot of money.
And Bellinger with a home run as well.
Yeah, he started the night off. Made it 2-0 right away in the fourth. And they didn't look back from there, winning 8-3.
Well, Glasnow lasted 4 1/3. He gave up 6 earned runs. Had 6 walks, 3 hits, 8 Ks, and then Fleming out of the bullpen, he gave up 2 more earned runs. 8-3, game one goes to the Dodgers. Man, $221 million payroll versus how much for the Rays payroll?
And I did my homework last night. The Rays payroll is $28.3 million, the third lowest in baseball, just ahead of the Pirates and the Orioles. Charlie Morton, $5.6 million is the most.
Talk about David versus Goliath, man.
Yeah.
$28 million versus $221 million.
Yeah.
How is this going to create any parity? And yet here the Rays are in the World Series.
Yeah, and tonight, Blake Snell goes for the Rays tonight, and Tony Gonsolin goes for the Dodgers. Do the Rays bounce back, or do the Dodgers go up 2-0?
I think they might tonight. I don't know. I wouldn't be surprised. I think this is going to go 7. I really do think this is going to go 7 games. So
I'm not sure about that.
I don't know. I think you're going to go 2-2. Maybe tonight it'll be 1-1. Who knows? But, yeah, it's an interesting year. It's hard to call this. Nobody expected the Rays to get this far.
Yeah. The tickets, too, by the way. Average ticket to go to this game? $706. That's the average ticket.
Oh. No thanks.
No.
I'd much rather watch it on TV.
Yeah, I'm good.
With Joe Buck doing what he should be doing instead of football. All right, do you got anything else for baseball, or should we move on?
Let's move on.
All right, let's go to NFL rumors, innuendo, and reckless speculation that we specialize in here on Big Boy Sports Recap. I know there's really no hard news in the game of football right now, but a lot of trade rumors.
Yeah, I actually got a message from my cousin who lives in Canada, who, by the way, I made my first wager with on a Packer game this year because he's a huge Bucks fan.
Yeah, that didn't work out too well for you.
I lost $100 to him. Yeah, he said, John Ross to the Pack. You heard it here first.
John Ross, wide receiver for Cincinnati.
Yes, the guy that broke the record for the 40-yard dash in the combine.
Yeah, but this dude's been hurt a lot,
yeah,
if I remember correctly.
But when he's healthy, he is fast. I still like the Keddie Stills rumor, too. I wouldn't mind getting 2 receivers, actually.
Mm-hmm. Alan Lazard will not be back for the Pack this year.
No, he will not.
Well, there's a lot of rumors for the Lions around Marvin Jones right now. They're looking to trade for a few different pieces, according to a lot of the pundits, anyway, and insiders. We'll see if anything transpires with Marvin Jones. Interesting. Marvin Jones on the trade block, possibly.
Well, there's another receiver we could take. You know, we'll take any receiver we can get right now.
Actually, that would not be a bad pick. He's a solid slant receiver, you know.
Yeah. And the Saints say that Michael Thomas can return after his discipline, only if his ankle is ready. So his ankle's still not 100%. He's been hurt since after week one.
Any other rumors from around the NFL?
Well, after the Saints said that they were going to maybe play some games at LSU because it could be outdoor.
Oh.
The city of New Orleans has granted them 3,000 fans.
Don't go to Baton Rouge, or what is it, Lafayette, whatever it is. No.
No.
We'll let you have fans. Really?
But only 3,000.
All right. Anything else?
Because it's indoors.
Anything else for the NFL?
No, sir.
Let's, since we're really ahead of schedule here, let's take a moment and talk about Capital One's The Match. Returns Friday, November 27th, exclusively on TNT. And here's the matchups. Are you ready? Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley.
What?
Versus Steph Curry and Peyton Manning. Neither of those two are professional golfers. Phil, obviously a pro.
Charles Barkley's not even close to a professional golfer. He has the worst swing I've ever seen.
No,
he's
no.
awful.
You and I could beat Charles Barkley.
Oh, yeah.
In a heartbeat.
You and I aren't very good.
In a heartbeat. Have you ever seen him swing a golf club?
It's terrible. Depends on the format, but...
you got to remember...
Steph Curry is probably... they're favored, I bet.
They are. They are. Dang it, you ruined it. That was my whole point. Steph Curry is actually a scratch golfer.
And Peyton Manning's pretty good,
and
too.
He's pretty good, too. He won last year, if you remember that.
Yeah.
Against Tommy Brady.
Depends on the format. Like, they go alternate shot. I mean, they're going to be not on the green in two ever.
Phil will be hitting from the Thule's and everywhere else every time.
I mean, what if they make Barkley drive or something? Oh, like, oh, I got to use that
drive.
Oh,
it's terrible.
Oh, this is a 400-yard hole. We're still 340 out.
He has the worst golf swing in the history of golf swings. I'm not even kidding you.
It's bad. It's really bad.
Big Boy Sports Recap, right back.
Marquette Big Boy.
Catch you tomorrow. It's the Outdoor Show.